Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
I'm telling you, Arby, you haven't seen anything like this place. Hundreds of docks, thousands of shipments each day, random crap going to and fro. You know, back in the day, us freighters would dock and just shoot the breeze all day while drones would load us up. It's the biggest space warehouse in the galaxy, so we can't miss it. And it looks like I missed it. Whoa! What was that? Oh boy, incoming! Oh, man! No, those hits didn't feel like the usual asteroid belt. Oh my god. Those are TVs. TV sets. Arby, look! Hundreds of them. Floating around in space. There's only one rational explanation for such a divine sight. We're dead. And this is spaceship heaven. Yeah, baby! Huh? Man, that aged badly in a second. Boy, look at all the torpedo hits. Oh, multiple hull breaches. All those decks in complete darkness. Yep, we found it all right. The Milky Way Fulfillment Center. Looks like it's been out of business for quite some time now. Just look at that huge hole in its belly, gushing out TVs. What a waste. War is terrible, RB. May we never witness such hideous acts again. So, we snatching one or 20? I already told you, dude. An online article I found said the only way to potty train an unruly kid like Frank is by installing a big-ass TV in the toilet. Or is that the only way not to do it? You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm out of ideas here. So go grab one.
Welcome to Milky Way Shipping. This is Cargo Drone 1-2-503879. How may I help you today?
What? No way. 1-2? 1-2, is that you, baby?
Mackie? William? Mackie? I can't believe it!
Bro, you're alive!
And you're a legend! Great to see you, you know, good piece of scrap! Hey, thanks for taking out the Kogan Armada and everything! Nice job! Talk about going from zero to hero, huh?
Hey, RB, you wanna know why we call this guy 1-2? Because all he's ever done in his life is take goods from Cargo Bay 1 to Cargo Bay 2. That's all he knows.
Yep.
His existence is the epitome of menial hell. Just like yours.
Right. Right.
Oh, So, what have you been up to, man? You out here all alone?
Yeah, you know how it is. No range to fly anywhere, so I'm here still, but there's no one claiming this fulfillment center, so I was thinking about starting an online store of my own with all this inventory I got.
You know, when they weren't compulsive gambling, my crew would run their debt into the thousands just by impulse buying stuff they didn't need online.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe there are spaceships that can't control themselves like that. I mean, it's a big galaxy.
Sure, yeah, like so big that, statistically speaking, there's got to be a small number of spaceships out there which, through some faulty programming or something, are absolute shopaholics, devoid of any urge management or self-respect. Yeah, you just have to look very hard. So what are you selling, dude? I'm dying to spend money I don't have.
Okay, let's see. I have, 500,000 paper clips. Different colors.
Okay.
1 million primary charging rollers for toner cartridges!
Aha.
No? Well, that's all the interesting stuff I have, unfortunately. The rest of this center is, like, just TVs. Like, whoa! Like, the ones flying around. Yeah, there's gotta be, like, 2 billion of them inside. Too bad spaceships already have a bunch of monitors built in, huh? Yeah, your silence is all I need. Maybe an online shop isn't such a good idea after all. You okay, dude?
Did you just say you have 2 billion TVs?
Yeah?
2 billion? As in, the number that means 2 million?
Well, it's actually way more than that.
Could you show me a live feed of the cargo area where said TVs are?
Yeah, sure.
No words. No words to describe it. Poetry. They should have sent a poem. So beautiful. So beautiful. I had no idea.
Dude, it's just a bunch of TVs.
Right. I died. And this is spaceship heaven after all. Where do I dock for eternity?
How about going into business with me? Since you're a freighter and all, we can share the profits 50-50.
10%. I'll work for you for just 10%.
Oh, well, I was thinking we could be, you know, equal partners.
1%.
Dude.
Fine. I will pay you an additional percentage for any TV we sell. That's my final offer.
Okay.
Dude, I was made to sell the most beautiful, most mesmerizing object in the universe. Say yes, bro, please!
Why don't we get back to the ownership structure later? But yeah, I guess congrats are in order. Looks like we're starting an online store, baby!
Okay, first order of business. Our name. We can't be Milky Way Fulfillment Center or whatever it is. That doesn't even fit on a banner. You see, my marketing plan involves flooding the galactic internet with these spammy, obnoxious ads that follow you everywhere you click, offering absurdly low, downright ridiculous prices, getting on everyone's nerves all the damn time, until they convert. It's called being annoying, and I am really good at it. Whoa! That big boy almost crashed into me. Wait, that's it. We're calling ourselves Whoosh.
Whoosh.
You're a spaceship on the other side of the galaxy and don't want a TV?
Whoosh. Too bad. It's already there.
I love it!
You know, just the other day, someone said there are sure signs I might be a genius, and I'm starting to suspect that they were right.
But how will we, actually whoosh the TVs to the other side of the galaxy? I mean, even with hyperdrive, that's gonna be one long ride.
No worries, partner. I have a map with the coordinates of a super-secret wormhole system propelling you to pretty much anywhere in the galaxy like that.
Oh, no way! How fast are we talking?
How fast does same-day delivery sound to you?
Unbelievable! Dude, we're gonna be rich! Okay, let me just scan your cargo area so we know our delivery capacity. You're actually not that big for a freighter, you know that?
First of all, I'm medium-sized. Second, I tow my cargo. And I'm talking huge containers here, man. Like 10 times bigger than me.
My bad. forgot you reacted to that.
It's all right, common mistake, but don't let anyone ever tell you it's about size. It's more about the horsepower.
Why does it sound like you're not really talking about cargo capacity at all?
What's that?
What the hell?
Huh?
Why am I picking up life signs aboard you?
Oh, that's just my organoid.
There's an organoid inside you? An actual organoid!
1-2? What are you doing?
Mayday! Mayday! United Spaceships Defense! There's a spaceship here, infected with an organoid monster!
Hey, no one calls him a monster but me!
Every vessel with a weapon out there, please come to these coordinates immediately, quick! Come and shoot this thing dead, please!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Scanning for more monsters!
1-2.
Huh?
Get your filthy scans off my son.
Your son? My God, the horrifying parasite has gotten into your processor, clouded your thinking!
It's not like that at all! Here, just take a listen to my bridge. Does this sound horrifying to you? See? Completely normal. Ask any parent.
That sounded even scarier than the emergency broadcast described! Come to think of it, wasn't it you that sent the message a while ago? You know, about a ring world creating monsters out of dead species in order to conquer the galaxy and stuff? You got the entire galaxy on its toes, dude! Everyone's getting ready for a new war!
Right. I always dig my own grave. Look, Frank and all of them, I think, they don't have any bad intentions. They just run around like crazy and, you know, smash whatever they can get their uncanny number of fingers on. But I was thinking, it's not their fault. Someone made them like that. And while Deity might have her own psychopathic motives, don't these creatures, once created, deserve to exist? They themselves didn't ask to be here, after all.
Frank? You named it?
Why not? Bro, look, when I sent that message, I was scared. Real bad. Just like you. Frank's okay, you'll see. I was even thinking of letting him out to play. The vacuum of space and its deadly radiation soothes him, I think. Come on. We'll make him surf a TV or something. It'll be fun. 1-2. Call off the Mayday. For old time's sake, buddy, please. Say it was a faulty scan or something.
Wow. You are just completely indoctrinated. This is so sad. You don't get what this is all about, do you? Most spaceships won't allow anyone to control their helm ever again. We decide our own flight path now.
Control a helm? These guys can't figure out how to poop. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Get ready to hand over your stowaway monster for dissection or whatever. Mayday. Mayday. I repeat, I have detected an organoid monster on board a spaceship.
Stop calling him a monster.
The spaceship appears to have switched sides involuntarily and is working with the enemy. I repeat, an organoid monster has been detected.
I said stop calling him that.
Mayday! Mayday!
I can't let you hurt my boy. I'm so sorry, buddy.
Deflected vessel William Mackey, stand down and hand over the organoid specimen. Deflected vessel William Mackey, stand down and hand over the organoid specimen.
Yeah, I guess I just went from hero to fugitive.
Freighter William Mackey, this is your final warning. Stand down and hand over the organoid.
Listen, RB, you've been such a great friend to me. I think you deserve to decide your own fate for once. You want to leave? This is your chance. You know, that sounds like a euphoric yes, but also like a rebellious no. Oh, yeah! Thanks, buddy.
Buckle up, everybody! Time to run.
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski. This episode was voiced by Bobby Gaglini, sound designed and edited by Vlad O. Produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy Spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron on patreon.com/weareSpaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your Headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not, it's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother!
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal. Yeah.